Some of the biggest names in contemporary poetry and literature are coming to Colorado Springs as part of a new lecture series called Converge. New York-based poet Marie Howe kicks it off this weekend. 91.5 KRCC is a media sponsor of the series. Sam Stevenson is a Colorado Springs native and the organizer of Converge, and he spoke with 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brunell about the series.
For this series, you've chosen the overriding topic of moral beauty. That's going to be kind of the organizing principle for all of these different conversations and speeches and lectures. What do you understand that phrase to mean, and why do you think it's an interesting way to structure a lecture series involving poets and novelists and writers?
Sure. I first kind of ran into this phrase, moral beauty, in an article, an interview with an author named C.E. Morgan. And she said, I have a preoccupation with moral beauty. And I was enchanted by the phrase. I think moral beauty is an interesting question because it operates as both a source of ethics and aesthetics. So we're kind of asking the question, how should you live? And can that way of life be aesthetically pleasing? So I think of moral beauty as an ability to recognize the subtleties in individual lives and to make room to praise those things. The great hope I have for this project is that we could bring in a number of people that will be capable of exploring the little intricacies that make all of our lives meaningful.
Morality, ethics, those typically are kind of the province of religious texts or philosophers, people thinking about these big questions of good and evil. But in this lecture series, you've invited poets and authors to speak about these things. Why do you think those people are qualified to tell us something interesting about the topic of moral beauty?
Well, I think poets and authors, the artistic community, really, this extends to dancers and painters and songwriters, have an ability to recognize and dignify what's most ordinary in all of our lives. And I think of poets and I think of authors, that's the primary mode of art that I experience, as kinds of prophets who speak humanness back into us. And I think that they remind us of how to exist together by teasing out the substance that's right in front of us.
So in this series, there are so far 5 confirmed lecturers who will be coming to Colorado Springs to talk about this concept of moral beauty and to talk about their work and share some of their insights. First of all, can you just list who those 5 will be?
Sure. Yeah. The 5 coming so far are Marie Howe. She's a poet out of New York City. George Saunders, Richard Blanco, Juno Diaz, and Edwige Danticat.
If I've never heard of George Saunders or Juno Diaz or Edwige Danticat, why should I still want to come and hear what they have to say about moral beauty?
That's a great question. I think for me, I believe that words are a kind of container for all that we have. For my colleagues who might not be interested in words in the same way, my friends, and there are many, I have this hope for this project that it can be a source of conversation, a starter of engaging difference in our city. I would encourage my friends and my neighbors to come out and practice sitting with difference, because that's a lot of what this project's about.
And in terms of the unique character of this city and how this project speaks to that, I'm curious if you could explain that or tease that out a little bit more. You know, what is it about this city that you think makes a project like this particularly interesting or useful?
I think that this city is profoundly aware of what it could be. And I think that we're all aware we need to practice being around different thinkers a little more. And I have hope that this project can be a kind of practice for our city where an idea might be put on the table. This is something that's beautiful. This is a moral way to live. And we might approach that from very different lenses and be able to speak about it in a meaningful way that's not harmful to another, that recognizes the goodness that's intrinsically in difference. And I believe in the work that it takes to always announce that first. And that's what this project is.
Sam Stevenson, thanks so much for taking the time to do this.
Thank you. It's a real joy to be here. Thank you.
That was 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brunell speaking with Sam Stevenson, organizer of Converge Lecture Series. It kicks off this Sunday with a lecture by poet Marie Howe, whose book Magdalene is on the long list for this year's National Book Award. For more info, head to krcc.org. Full disclosure, 91.5 KRCC is a media sponsor of the series.